Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to So In Love, a weekly 30-minute broadcast full of love and laughter about marriage for husbands and wives. So In Love is a live show based on biblical guidance and practical living. Your host, Hector and Cassandra Foy, married for 24 years, are committed to the covenant of marriage and demonstrating a fit union. That is, how to have fun in your marriage, how to invest in the relationship, and how to live in the truth. So, we invite you to grab your morning coffee, tea, or juice, and meet together as husband and wife as you hear from your hosts the truth about what you said I do to. I now present to you, So In Love, live with your hosts, Hector and Cassandra Foy.
Good morning, darling. Hey, welcome to the So In Love show. You are live with your host, Hector and Cassandra Foy. Thank you so much for joining us on this morning. If this is your first time listening, we want to let you know that the So In Love show is a 30-minute broadcast full of love and laughter to help keep your marriage fit. That's having fun, investing your time, and getting the truth of God's word. So come on, grab your morning beverage, your coffee, tea, and juice. And let's discuss our topic on this morning. But before that, if you like to dial in, the number is 646-787-1633. That's 646-787-1633. You can always email us, soinloveradio@gmail.com. That's soinloveradio@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, at soinloveradio. And LinkedIn, that's right. We're on LinkedIn now, too. So come on, connect with us, share our page, like us, make comments, ask questions. We would love to hear from you. So we thank you again for joining us, and we are going to start our show on this morning. But before we go any further, we just want to give a shout-out to our apostle, Willie Tower, who celebrated his 65th birthday on this past Wednesday.
Yes.
Happy birthday,
happy
sir.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
So many birthdays in July. I tell you, July is a hot month of time.
Yes, it is.
We had Ahmaud Wallace celebrate his birthday on the same day as Apostles. Look at that. They share that day.
Wow.
They're birthday twins. Not the same age, but birthday twins. I think he turned 30. So, yeah, so congratulations to see you another year.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Birthday blessings, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my mother's will be coming up soon.
That's right. Your mother's on the 25th. That's right. And our son, John, our youngest son, he'll be celebrating his birthday on the 29th.
Yeah.
And he has a birthday twin. Well, he is a birthday twin to your Aunt Margaret, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Tell you.
So a lot of birthdays. I have some friends who birthdays in July as well. So we are just grateful to God for allowing you all to see another year.
Yes.
So enjoy your birthday month, your special holiday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So we want to first start off a prayer on this morning, then we will come back to our topic, which is we're still in self-improvement, and we're going to make that correction on, if we can, I'm not sure I can correct at this point, but our topic today is defeating negative thoughts. Part two. Remember last week we celebrated on his birthday.
Right. Right.
So we kind of talked a little bit in between.
In between time.
Right.
Put our foot in it, I guess you could say. Our toe.
You put our toe
in the water, right?
Yeah.
Once it's a complete foot, it was just a little toe. Just to test the waters, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So David's going to put our whole foot in.
All right. Put your foot in it.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So we're going to pray, and then we'll get right into our topic.
All right. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We glorify you. This is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. We are grateful for another day, Lord God, that you have given us and given us the opportunity to see life, health, and strength, Lord God. We pray for our marriages. We pray for families. We pray, Lord God, during this time and this season that we are in when you just don't know what might occur, happen because of this virus during the present time. But, Father, we know that you are a protector, Lord God, and you are a healer, Lord God. There's nothing that you cannot do. So we're praying for families. We're praying for spouses, wives, children, Lord God, in our nation, our president, those are in high positions, Lord God, that we will work together, come together, be helpers of one another, Lord God, that we will come through this victorious and just be well in the process of vaccine and everything that can come up to fruition by the healing process, Lord. So we thank you, Lord God, you continually protecting us, covering us, and we walk in faith and not by sight, Lord God, knowing that you have all things that can come. So we are grateful, we are thankful, and we give you the glory in spite of what we see, Lord God, or what we have experienced, Lord. We know that you are faithful in all your ways. So we thank you for your covering. And we thank you for your help throughout this, Lord God, continually providing and giving us exactly what we need when we need it. So we give you praise and forever give you glory. We trust and abide in you and your words, for you are faithful. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that prayer on this morning, darling. Thank you so much. We want to just let you know my mom was so appreciative of all the calls that came in, of everyone that took time to wish you a happy birthday. And she wants to share just thanking everybody. So thank you.
Thank you.
You really made her heart. Yes. You really made her heart glad. So we appreciate you.
Right. So,
we have like this music club thing here going on. I don't know what's happening. But we want to give a correction on the topic on this morning. It is still self-improvement. We're still in that series.
Yeah.
But today we are doing kind of like a part two of the negative thinking, you know, dealing with that.
Right.
Dealing with the whole negative thinking. So that is today's topic, defeating negative thoughts.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. Thank you for joining. Hope you have your morning beverage today because we are going to defeat those negative thoughts. We're going to make sure you're nice and comfortable and ready to discuss it. So listen, let's go over our scripture. What was our scripture for that?
Our scripture for that was 2 Corinthians 10:3. And again, we're working through this this process in this book, The Successful Family by The Dollars, Dr. Dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar,
Creflo and Taffy Dollar.
Taffy Dollar. And took a few segments out of this book talking about family, talking about relationships and growing strength and that we might be successful in our family. And this subject matter says, if the devil knows you can be tempted in one specific area, you can bet that's the button he will push. And we all know that for sure, that, you know, the enemy knows what button to push to get us, you know.
Surely.
Make us feel either defeated or
right.
angry, or, you know, get our emotions riled up. Knows exactly what button to push. So the Bible tells us to take every and bring it under submission to God's word. And again, that's 2 Corinthians 10, reading 3 through 5. That's the complete reading verse. And in other words, we do not allow, or we want to allow, the spoken word to be the final authority over whatever is tempting us.
Right.
We cannot allow our emotions or what we feel to dictate what we know the truth of God's word is.
The truth of God's word.
You know, we know we are victorious. We know we are healed. We know, Lord God, that there's nothing that He cannot do. So, in spite of what's going on in our lives, we know that we are victorious. So we can come through our situation.
I have a question.
Yep.
So why do you think, now the word already tells us that, and we know we should, we already know what the word says.
Our emotions. No, go ahead.
Why do we hang there? Why don't we hang? A lot of times you find people like kind of talk themselves into believing the negative rather than believing the word of God, rather than believing what the word says,
mm-hmm.
believing what they know to be true. But we kind of allow, that's what it was, we allow the enemy to creep in. And also we allow ourselves to go into these places of doubt. But we have to get to the point where we stop doing that.
Yes, because truly we let our emotions and a lot of times what we see and what we feel dictate,
right.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know, because this is a faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight, and in walking with faith and in faith, there's a factor of believing
right.
in spite of what is presently in front of us.
Yeah.
So we have to know and depend on the word of God and know that God has won everything under control because we feel out of control.
Right.
You know, and because things look and feel out of control, we tend to follow that
mm-hmm.
emotion rather than the walking by faith and not by sight, rather than, you know, trusting in the word of God and
wow.
knowing, you know, that even present now, before, past, that He's worked things out for us. But
right.
in that moment, you know, our emotions dictate, what we know. One, to be true according to the word of God, because what He's done before, He can
right.
do it again.
Sure.
So, but our emotions of what we see a lot of times will dictate, you know,
yeah.
in that moment,
right.
in that moment, how we are feeling, you know. So a lot of times it rides against what we know to be true,
mm-hmm.
you know, that God is faithful. That He has
he
all the yes,
yes,
He has all
yes.
things under control.
Yes, he does.
You know, He is a healer,
yeah.
He is a deliverer, He's
yeah.
a way maker, He is a provider. We know these things, but in that moment sometimes our emotions dictate, you know, or what we see, feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, than rather than what we know to be true.
Yeah, yeah.
And it takes faith.
Right.
And that's the other thing. Walking by faith and not by sight.
Gotta walk by faith. And everything you just said is such a profound example, because a lot of times we do not encourage ourselves. Instead of encouraging ourselves, instead of speaking God's word, instead of speaking the truth,
mm-hmm.
we tend to go the other route.
Yeah.
We get in our head. You know, there's a book, I believe, I don't want to say who it is, but there is a book. I want to say Joyce Myers, I'm just not 100% sure. The Battleground of the Mind. And that's where and that's where all that stuff happens in our mind. We battle in our mind. We entertain these negative thoughts in our mind.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we have to kind of polarize that, defeat that, stop that, you know, and speak the truth of what we know and even what we don't know about God, because we know of God. And we know His word would not have us, and He would not have us linger in a place of defeat or a place of negativity. So we want to make sure that we talk about that a little bit. So there are, in psychology today, it talks about some ways to defeat negative thoughts, to deal with them, you
mm-hmm.
know. And some of the things, you know, we can agree with, some, well, most of us agree with, but sometimes, you know, it's dealing with psychology. We're dealing with science. You have to be, you know, we have to be able to pull out and discern
right.
what we can use, what we can't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because, again, you the doctor tells you one thing, you
right.
know, and what he says may be true,
right.
but still and yet we walk by faith knowing that, again, God is a healer and I don't have to dwell in this place. but I can come out victorious.
Yeah. And so, let me change that. What he says may be a fact.
Right.
But it may not be true.
Right.
Because we know that God deals in truth.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps the five facts all the time. We have all these numbers and statistics and all those facts.
Right.
He'll defy that thing.
Oh, no doubt about that.
And so they have to be able to, one, recognize things are changing, what God says.
Yes.
Recognize those things that are pulling you, making you depressed, those things that are negative.
Mm-hmm.
And like the word says, focus on those things that are true, those things that are lovely, those things that are of good report. All those things. Those
think
are
on
things,
these things.
Right.
Yes.
Think on these things. Those are the things you should think of.
Mm-hmm.
Think on, not the negative part. And we're not, in this conversation, we're never saying don't seek out medical advice.
No.
Don't seek out the therapist or a psychologist, whatever. That's important because God created the doctors of all disciplines for a reason. So you want to make sure you seek out someone if you're feeling depressed or anything that make you feel down and you have negative thoughts, you're not coming out of that,
mm-hmm.
definitely seek out the help, but definitely pray as well because you want to pick the right person. The right doctor is going to give you those services. You want to make sure you're choosing the correct one. So prayer is needed. The word is needed. Read your word. Read the word of God. Find those scriptures that will encourage you. Find those scriptures that will defeat those negative thoughts.
Yes, because there are medical imbalances that
right.
causes certain things to occur and happen.
And
so, chemical imbalance.
And hormonal, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to know what's going on mm-hmm. to be able to defeat, you know, what's coming against you negatively. So you know what to pray for, what, you
right.
know, scriptures to use, and what things, you know, you need to hold before the Lord. So when those negative thoughts do come, you know how to war
mm-hmm.
and speak against them,
yeah.
you know, because it's not that you walk in denial of what's going on, but you walk in the truth of God's word
right.
also to know, you know, again, you are victorious and there's no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. You know, so
right.
we just need to know, you know, in spite of what's going on, that
exactly.
there is victory in this.
Right.
You know, there's a lesson learned. There is, you know, something that you can also share with somebody else, your experience, so they can walk and have victory in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You
How
know,
about
that,
that
might be going through, you know, a similar situation. So
yeah.
it's important to know. You know, because the word tells us that it's not like we will not experience things
right.
in life.
Right.
You know, we shall and we will experience various things in life, but to know that we have victory in them,
right.
you know, I mean, how can you have a testimony if there's no test?
How about that?
You know, if there's no situation or something that you go through, there's not a witness to. So, we go through these situations that we can have that testimony of victory through it and know that God is able and faithful, you know, in every area of our lives.
Right.
So
right.
to know that, you know, you have to experience, you know, some things. You know, it says the word doesn't tell us that we won't go through situations.
How about it?
You know, that we are, you know, we're not exempt.
We're not exempt. And that's where it comes in. All we've just been saying is challenging those negative thoughts.
Yes.
And that's the second thing. We have to challenge those negative thoughts. We just can't let them happen to us. We have to challenge them. We have to, you know, think, well, hey, ask yourself a question. Is that really true? But, you know, you hear somebody say, everything goes wrong in my life.
Oh,
everything?
Lord.
So, and then, we have to care what we say out of our mouth, too.
And that's the truth.
You know, every time I go to plan something, it just don't work out. Really? Because, it's not, if you really analyze it, if you really make your list, everything does not go wrong because you woke up this morning.
Demanded
you know, out. You're not sick. Everything's not going wrong in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We say these little things, cliches, or things that we have people say, and we put that on ourselves. We have to challenge those negative thoughts. And then we have to take a break from them, you know, like walk away sometimes. That's one thing that Kyle Jose says as well. You have to take a break. I'm going to read what it says here about that one. It is important to learn how to separate from negative thoughts. One way to do this is to allow yourself a certain amount of time, it says. You know, what's the thought? Like, kind of like they're saying, like, think about that thing.
Right.
Then take a break from focusing on it and move on with your day.
Right.
Because that's the problem we have. Because we don't say ignore it. We're not saying ignore what's going on in your life.
No.
But you can't stay there. You have, I give people all the time, I say, you have, 2 minutes. Have your tantrum, whatever you're going to do, and it's over, it's done. Come on, let's move on. And that's the same thing with these negative thoughts. Deal with it. Challenge it. Move on from it. Take a break from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, don't blame yourself for it. You know, sometimes we're our worst critics. We're harder on ourselves.
Oh,
and
yes.
It may be your fault. But sometimes it is our fault on what we do. We make poor choices.
Mm-hmm.
We make bad decisions. We say the wrong thing. You
true.
Know, we do things we shouldn't.
In the moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't weigh out the cost of things in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the same time, what is beating yourself up going to do about it? What is that going to do? So, you know, we have to come out of that judgment and we recognize our actions. We recognize it.
Right.
We recognize the door. We know our part in it. And we do, you know, we change our behavior. Or, that, you know, that's always going to change our situation by changing our behavior. And, you know, we have to also be thankful. I think we're not thankful enough for the things that we have.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we always saying what we want. But what do you have?
Yes.
Right in front of you, you know, like, we have so much to be grateful for, so much to be thankful for, so much to praise God for. And but yet we tend to focus on a thing, like you said earlier, that's in front of us, whatever is pressing, whatever is outstanding, whatever has we have allowed to have power over us.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things that we can do. We want to just stop there because when we come back, we want to talk about how we can focus on those good things, like the scripture says, focus on the things that we love, but think of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come right back. Okay, so in the meantime, we want you to just stay with us and, you know, tag somebody, comment, make a comment on our page. Invite somebody to join in on the show. We'll be right back. Show you are live with your host, Hester and Cassandra Foy. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We are so excited to have you. We want to just share with you, if you have not visited our website, please go to our page at soinloveradio.com. That's soinloveradio.com. You want to check out the different webinars you can watch and view and share with other people. Share the link with someone else. We want to make sure you are encouraged and equipped, empowered to just do what you are supposed to do and to view those things the right way. We'll put it like that.
All right.
So we will talk more about that at another time, but we want to make sure you go on that site and just see what's happening. Also, too, we'll be doing another announcement live as well, but we did mention it on the other last week or the week before last that we have moved the date for the masterclass to August 7th, 2021. So you want to make sure that you register soon. We're going to be putting out the new registration. You'll be able to put your deposit in. It's going to be an awesome time. We have some powerful speakers coming from all over. So we are excited. So getting back to our topic, we want to wrap up with just talking about how to focus on your those things that will strengthen you, those things that will encourage you, as the word says, the things that are lovely, the things that are true, the things that are good report. Think on those things. So we want to talk about that for a second. I know we're about to want to wrap up with that. And like we said earlier, it's in our nature, right, to kind of look on those negative things. It's the nature of the human. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we realize what's happening. You know, take inventory of our thoughts. This is like everyday living. Take inventory of the things that we're doing. Take inventory of things that we're thinking. Take inventory, like take inventory of our money. Inventory of our activity. That's also our mind activity. Take inventory of that. Like, kind of put a check by that. Oh, that's not a. That's not a good thought. You know, put a mark right there so we kind of know where we are. And the more we can practice that, the more we can do that, focus on our strengths and not on our weaknesses, focus on the good stuff, not on the bad stuff, focus on those things that are lovely, those that are true. Now, where is that at?
Philippians 4:8.
Let's read that entire scripture, that entire verse.
Alrighty, and it reads, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Think on those things. And the more we do that, the better we'll feel. I believe the better our day will go. You know, like even like when I wake up in the morning, sometimes I may not feel my best, but I decree and declare it. You know, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. It's a beautiful day. It's a blessed day. Grow, breathe, and live. Wake up. It's a good day. And get past it, you know. And then when you have those negative thoughts, deal with those. Again, like we said, are they true? You know, think about that. And then work from there. So focus on your, you know, on the things that are, as the word says, those things that are true, those things that are lovely, those things that are honest, those things that are pure, those things of good report. Focus on those things. And so you can feel that positivity in life. Feel the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. All those good things about you, God made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the apple of his eye. Think on those things. And if you find yourself, you know, being hard on yourself, or find yourself putting your own stuff down, take a moment, stop and think, you know, about all the good things. And then, like we always say, stop that professional support as well. That's important to do. So that's what we are. So we defeat those negative thoughts. Defeat them. Don't let them bring you down. Turn that thing around. And just remember who you are in God.
Amen.
So thank you so much for joining us on today. We appreciate you. Continue to listen. Continue to share, like, comment, ask your questions. We would love to hear from you. We are excited about what's going on with Soul and Love moving forward. So keep joining. Keep listening. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right.
At 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Live with your host, Tetra and Cassandra Foy. And in the meantime, continue to stay so in love.
Wow, what an awesome show. We look forward to you joining us for the next episode of So in Love. Please share this channel with other married husbands and wives, or maybe you know someone that is engaged to be married. Tell them to tune in to the next episode so they too can be so in love. Until next time, remember, keep your marriage fit, have some fun, invest the time, and live in the truth of God's Word.